Looking to expand your horizons with books and podcasts? Check out Thoughts from a Page podcast with Cindy Burnett as she interviews authors and individuals in the publishing industry about books, new and old, as well as industry trends. ThoughtsFromAPage.com features everything you need, including recommended podcast episodes to get you started on your listening literary adventure with this excellent podcast. Check it out now, available on all major podcast streaming services, including Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Link in the show notes. The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene that was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another installment of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. I am your host, Super Marcy, and the To Be Tuesdays podcast is the number one To Be related podcast hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. So thank you for tuning in. This is a co-production of the Super Network and Pop4D. Introducing first is the one and only, he is very terrible, Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How's it going, mate?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Are you the pimply voiced teen from The Simpsons?
Yes, but you could also say I have a frog in my throat as well.
Fuck, no. No, just get out, go away.
Oh, shit.
We're done.
Rip it.
No.
But other than having a little bit of a cold at the moment, which is making my voice feel very crackly at the moment, and also having a lot of phlegm at the back of my throat as well,
yeah,
that I'm trying to dislodge, I've been pretty good, been busy. I have family. Yes, I have family visiting at the moment, so that's been really nice. And yeah, it's been, it's sort of keeping itself busy and whatnot, Marcy, but I've been looking forward to this episode of the podcast.
Yes, indeed. And of course, please welcome the man who has a doctorate in Roddy Piper, Professor Batch. He's back!
It's Zach! Been so long, Batch is back. Been gone last couple shows.
He's back.
Big things brewing. In the Pop4D Studios, I had to take a couple break for a couple weeks, but I am back for our, this is our poll pick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
This was yours. Your poll choices.
Yeah, so I put this one in there because I knew people were going to choose it. Like, I would have liked to see some of these other obscure Roddy Piper movies.
Yeah.
But you can't put Hell Comes to Frogtown in a poll and not have people pick it. So that's what we're doing this week.
Yes.
Yes.
Hell came to Bede's Frogtown throat.
Exactly.
Or something.
Roddy Piper decided to lodge my float for that throat with a lot of friend.
I want to know what the ghost of dearly departed Roddy Piper did to you, mate. Let's get this ship sailing. So, if this is the first time you're listening to a To Be Tuesdays podcast, welcome, welcome. You're brave for listening. If you're returning, you know the rules. You don't have to pay attention to this part. But because this is an audio commentary slash watch along, we're watching the movie. So you can either listen to the podcast without watching the movie, it's not, you know, really necessary. Or if you want to watch the movie, it is streaming on Tubi. So it's tubitv.com. And look up Hell Comes to Frogtown. And we'll start the movie at the same time and we'll try to remain as in sync as possible. However, if you're listening to the commentary and watching the film, whenever you get an ad on Tubi, you can just pause the podcast while your ad runs, or we get an ad, you just pause the movie till our ad's finished, because we gotta have the full Tubi experience. However, if you're not watching the movie, you're just listening, that is irrelevant. You can just hear us watching ads. All right, guys, are we ready?
I am ready. Let's everybody. Do this.
All right. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And here we go.
Now, luckily, this does have closed captioning. This is one of those movies. Not all of them on Tubi do have closed captioning, but...
this one does.
And it's weird. It's weird. It's the most unlikeliest of movies that have captioning. And the ones you would expect to have captioning don't.
Yeah, I know, right? It's weird. But this is Tubi. It's free. It's paid for by those ads.
Exactly. Although, would you say, like, if Guy Fieri was in this movie, would this movie be called Hell Comes to Flavor Town?
Yes.
Now I'm just thinking of Guy Fieri throughout this whole movie. He could star in the remake.
Well, they had made, like, 4 or 5 more of these. Like, the director made this a whole franchise with, like, no budget.
That is true. Like, I think a lot of people don't realize there actually is a sequel to this movie.
Yeah, I think I just realized that now.
I have to find out what it's called.
Hell Comes to Bonatown. Oh, wait, that was the porn version.
It probably does exist. Return the Frog. That sequel is the 1993 film Return the Frog Town.
I have heard of that.
Yeah. Not starring Roddy Piper.
No.
Yeah.
So this film takes place in 2020. So this is what happened last year. Nah, I'm just talking out of my ass.
This is like the next step of COVID.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. We're going to be wearing those big cod pieces like Roddy Piper on the poster.
I'm wearing one now.
Oh, yeah, of course you baby.
I do love that little gag where you see, like, the Statue of Liberty. You think it's, like, the big thing, and then the hand comes in, just picks it up, and it's just a toy.
Nice to see this was filmed on the same set as Doll Man.
I think it is.
You were nothing!
Bede, you better start dressing up like these guys.
That'll be the 80 when we get 80 subscribers, I will dress up as these characters.
It's gonna be a hell of a photo shoot, including the frog heads.
Exactly.
So was this after They Live, or did he film this before They Live?
I think it was before They Live, because They Live came out in 87, I think.
That's when Piper retired the first time to go make movies.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. They Live came out the same year as this movie.
Oh, okay.
So it was a Roddy Piper double feature.
So we've all seen this, right?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen this all the way through.
I have seen it way through, but it's been a while.
And you were scarred for life.
Yes. I actually think I listened to someone talk about it on a podcast many, many years ago, and I watched it, and I'm just like, wow, this is as crazy as they said it was. But, like, with a title like Hell Comes to Frogtown, does that make you want to watch the movie?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, what is this weird, bizarre fucking title, man?
I love this, like, old-school, like, Planet of the Apes TV show opening.
It's nice. It's cool.
And also, like, Roddy Piper's character happens to have the last name of Hell, so that's why it's called Hell Comes to Frogtown.
You need to dress because up like Roddy Piper in this beat.
Yes, he's called Sam Hell.
And he's going to Frogtown.
Dude. Exactly. That's the thing, though. Like you're
those frogs, baby.
Yeah, but like you're saying, Batch. Like maybe, like this film is kind of meant to be, in a way, a send up of the Planet of the Apes films. Mm-hmm. Hence, with like these credits and all that.
It's definitely, you know, going for that kind of post-apocalyptic film. You know, You could look at Roddy Piper as kind of a Snake Plissken almost. That anti-hero type. You know.
Now, if any film needs a remake or a proper sequel, I think it's this film, and I think Dean Ambrose has to be the son of Roddy Piper's character in this movie.
He'll probably look like he was pissed off to be in the movie the whole time.
Yes.
Does John Moxley ever smile?
Nope.
I mean, he just had a kid. I'm sure he probably didn't even, like, smile when the baby was born.
I do want to get the audiobook version of his upcoming book. I think that's going to be a really interesting listen.
Yeah, that'll actually be really good. Bede, I want you to dress up like her.
That'll be 40 subscribers on Patreon.
You know, by the time the show hits 100, we're going to have thousands of outfits for you to have to get through.
I know, right? It's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
I want the hair glass.
Exactly. Well, that's Sandra Bergman.
Yeah.
She was in Conan the Barbarian.
Mm. That's a star.
You're still here? She was Valeria, right?
Yes. And apparently she actually won the Golden Globe for that film for New Star of the Year. Well, that was back at the time during they had this award at the Golden Globes called New Star of the Year, but they don't use that award anymore. So
otherwise, they'd give it to me every year.
Exactly.
Because Roddy Piper looks exactly right there. Roddy Piper looks exactly like he does when he parties with Ric Flair all night.
This is an after. This is an the day after an all night bender with Ric Flair.
Not many people realize this is the same universe as The Handmaid's Tale. It takes a real turn, dark turn.
Exactly. Like, this is basically, like, future.
This is in the same universe as 2069 A Sex Odyssey.
Okay, so, as with every show, we've got to relate this back to the Toby Cinematic Universe. You've left a string of now, I don't count the episodes that I'm not on.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about Ticket to Hawaii and Miami Connection.
Yes.
Well, the last movie we did was Rock and Roll High School.
Yes.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, you know.
There were giant mouse, giant mice in Rock and Roll High School.
Oh.
So that means they're also, in another part of America, there's also giant humanoid frogs as well.
Done.
It's time. Where does the fried chicken come in?
Oh, that's good. Well, frogs apparently do taste like chicken.
Does this movie have fried chicken?
Ooh, that's a good point. I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
I mean, when was it? High Ticket to Hawaii? We didn't get fried chicken in the movie, but we got fried chicken in the ads.
That's true.
No, it doesn't count. It's got to be in the movie.
I like how this is a future where basically the human race is dying off. And basically the government is looking for fertile men so they can, like, breed with women so they can make, you know, babies and stuff.
You have to wear the codpiece thing.
I thought it was a chastity belt.
Oh, maybe, sorry.
Little column A, little column B.
Yeah. His dick is the government's property. Desperate to rebuild and rearm. I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, what they did in that fucking stupid movie, the 2069 one, they needed sperm to repopulate their alien species, and they put devices on the guy's dicks in the spaceship.
Wow. Come on, help me get this off. It looks like a nappy.
It looks like a nappy. It stays on.
Well, how am I supposed to... You know.
Adult diapers. It monitors your physio-sexual condition. Let's talk about Roddy Piper's hair, which is always majestic.
It looks
majestic
like my
no
hair
what.
Until I fixed it.
Mine is getting there. It's almost there. This is a very important treatment made prior to your selection for this mission, and which, for security reasons of the highest importance, has been known only to the Prime Council of the Provisional Government. 18 months
months ago, a tribe of mutant greeners ambushed the 7th mobile brigade.
The frog people in this film are called greeners, apparently.
Love these, this George Romero style exposition.
Even Sandra Bergman basically is like, she's gorgeous in real life, and even she couldn't escape from the, let's like make this like woman, really hot woman, really nerdy, and then at some point we'll take off the glasses, she can like shake her hair,
yeah,
and be like super hot.
I don't think he's worried about, like, taking a wee, going, you know, for a piss. He's more worried about being able to jerk off. He can't do it in that nappy cod piece.
I didn't even realize I was on an ad.
Oh.
Oh, you're on ad?
Pause.
Okay, pause the movie.
We're at 10:23.
I'm like, there's no cell phones in this movie.
I'll be what, sure.
Wow.
Are we sure?
That we know
sure?
of yet.
To be sure.
Let's see. According to IMDb, which I'm getting all my trivia from, as per usual, so I'll start drinking, everyone. This movie was shot in 19 days.
Yeah, that's like about it. Right.
It looks like it.
At all?
I still got ads.
Let's see.
What do you guys have for time?
10:23 on pause.
10:23. Oh, here's an interesting one. The director, Donald G. Jackson, originally wanted Sam Mann to play Sam Hell, not Roddy Piper.
Oh.
Okay, I'm at 10:03.
Okay, when you're at 10:23, we'll resume.
Okay, I will let you know. It's a nice car.
Wonderful. The wonderful world of Tubi.
No.
Alright, 10:26. Oh my god, that is what my hair looked like when I woke up this morning. I don't like it. Fuck off.
For those watching the feed, that's, yeah, pretty much my hair now.
Yeah, we have the same hair batch. I've just tried to fix it. Medtech. So, where's he going? What was happening? I've missed half this movie already. I'm too distracted that he's wearing a nappy codpiece. Like, what is going on?
They're taking him to go get milk.
Oh.
Yes. He has to go be fertile with some women.
I mean, isn't that every man's dream? I mean,
well, he doesn't seem happy about it.
I'm gonna say single man's dream. You get to just bone a bunch of chicks, and you never have to see them again.
I just like how basically, like what you said, is absolutely true. It's like basically, he's hired to like, you know, have sex with a whole bunch of women to repopulate the planet, and he's like pouting. He's like, I don't even want to do it.
I know, like what?
Take me back to jail, man. How is this not a reality? How is this not a reality show now?
I'm surprised MTV haven't done one.
That's okay. There you go. That's the pitch for the sequel. It's going to be like almost like a reality show. So the son of Sam Hell is still one of the most like he can actually fertile men.
Yes.
So he has to choose from 15 women in the post-apocalypse.
Yes.
Yes.
He has to pick, Two's like, the top stuff. Five to breed with.
Well, these guards are a bit lazy.
Isn't that you?
John boy? Moxley! John Moxley is Billy Hell in...
John Moxley has to repopulate the Earth.
The Bachelor, Frogtown Edition.
Yes.
Singles come to Frogtown. All right, I want you to dress up as that guy.
Okay, that's 40. That's at least 40 subscribers. And end it all here right now. I got a frog in my throat too. Do I sound like a frog person?
I took this script literally.
I talk like this.
Now is it that when I sound like this, I actually feel better, but when I talk normal, it sounds really bad.
This is the effort we go through for our podcasting. Even if we're sick, we're still here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if I'm not as jokey as per usual, that's because why?
Well, that's the thing. The jokes aren't any better, but they're not any worse.
They're not going downhill, thankfully.
Yet.
Yet.
Yet. It's like a battle. Who's got the... You know, between that guy back there and Sandra Bergman, it's like a battle who has the biggest glasses in this movie.
I want her glasses, though. We're going to Frog
Town. Their leader, Commander Toadie, is kidnapped. He's got those Clark Kent glasses.
They are fertile women. They've kidnapped fertile women. Ah, right, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
But I thought all women were fertile and it was the men who weren't.
Apparently not many of either are fertile, so we were both basically shit.
Yep. I like in the future, like, despite it being a post-apocalyptic world, everything's destroyed, everyone has their hair nicely done in hair and makeup
well
as well.
You gotta make this shit work in the apocalypse, babe.
Shampoo and conditioner still in abundance.
Exactly. There's only three things that are going to survive the apocalypse. Cockroaches, shampoo, and conditioner.
And Roddy Piper's hair.
Exactly.
So, when you guys, some of us still do, I guess. But were you guys fans of Roddy Piper back in the 80s? Was he, one of your favorites? Oh.
You even have to ask me that.
Yes, I do.
Of course.
Well, that's a big deal. Go ahead.
I had that hot rod, that like vintage 1980s hot rod poster on my wall as a kid.
I liked Roddy Piper, but I wouldn't say I was like a huge fan though. Because you got to remember, I was like as a kid, I was more like into like Hulk Hogan and the Macho Man and the Ultimate Warrior.
You wanted the beat nerd. Beat.
Yes. Oh, his crotch is killing him.
That's some fine selling, Roddy.
It's the dick attack machine.
I'm surprised his dick didn't explode. Like, what was that movie where they had like collars around their neck? And if they went out further away from somebody else who had it, their heads explode. What was it called? Wedlock with Rutger Hauer and Mimi Rogers?
A lot of those.
Does anyone remember that movie?
No.
It's basically like that. It's like, go away too far. Your crotch will explode.
But they kind of need his dick and balls.
So that's true. It's kind of counterproductive. So maybe it should have gone around his neck.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They need Roddy's Piper, Marcy.
Oh, jeez. Well,
and you know what you do? You know what you do with a pipe?
You blow it.
Yeah, exactly.
You go blow, blow, blow.
Hold on a second. Smoke, 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 smoke.
Hold on. Let's get this party going.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
It's not your turn yet, Bede.
There you go, Marcy.
Pass the thing. Pass. Ready? Smoke, smoke, smoke. Puff, puff, puff. Bead.
Yeah, pass it to me.
Pass over to Bead.
Smoke, 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 smoke.
So I apologize if that was a bit too loud on my end. I got to remember, microphone's got to stay there.
Whoa! Sexy whoa!
Lingerie.
Hey, now.
Oh, man.
Whoa! I think she wants to get fertile.
Smoke, 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 am I right?
Exactly.
Smoke.
I think she wants to get fertile with him right now at the moment.
I mean, wouldn't you? It's Roddy Piper.
I was going to say, it's Sandra Bergman.
I mean, they're in the desert.
Shut down.
Why is she wearing that? They're in the middle of nowhere. She's like, I'm going to dress in my sexiest lingerie in front of a man I can't really fuck. And just torture him. Like, wow.
See, that's the sad thing too, is that codpiece he's wearing is probably a thong.
Well, that's the thing I think is really interesting about this film. It's like, basically, yeah, as, you know, typical, it's like, the man would be like, yeah, I'll have sex with all these women and all that. And he's like, nah, I'm basically going to be, like, annoying this woman. He's like, nah, I'm not interested.
That was beautiful.
So she just totally cock-teased him there.
Yeah! Hey!
It's like she's wearing double underwear. Look at it. She's got like...
Oh, the back doesn't look weird. As flattering as the front did. It needs less lace.
Her orders were to give him blue balls.
Yes.
Yes.
Milk those blue balls for all they're worth for your refertilization.
Exactly.
I can't speak English. Why does her bra have one strap? Is she like put together bra or something? Oh jeez, I thought that said genitalia. I'm like, that's not what it said.
Interesting. Here's a bit of trivia. Randall.
Is anyone on an ad?
No.
Oh, okay. Beach just doing trivia. Okay, cool.
Randall Franks had who wrote the movie. Had the whole story clear in his head when he wrote the script, and the script was written in 6 days.
Any noise. This is against regulations.
I'm not
fertile. And apparently Cyndi Lauper visited the set during the shooting of this film.
Well, booby bear.
Boobies, booby Tuesdays. How's she going to do anything with him? Does she know how to get his codpiece off?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter. Honey, he's got a mouth and two hands, right?
Hey!
That is true.
And she's got big boobies.
And he's like, honey, I don't want to have sex tonight. I got a headache.
This is awkward right now. Why does she want
to
do him?
I can see the real reason why Roddy Piper signed up for this movie.
Yeah, right?
This is how they pitched the movie to him.
He's like, this attractive lady will suck on your nips, mate.
Interesting. Another bit of trivia. This character here, Centilia, I think her character's name is.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my God. Look at her tan. Sorry.
Listen, baby. It didn't mean anything.
But seriously, she tanned with, like, this little...
Yeah.
She's got this line over her boobs. Anyway,
so they did need.
What I was saying, that character, Pam Grier was actually considered for that character.
So we could have had Pam Grier get naked with Roddy Piper and we didn't get it.
Exactly. See, this movie deprived us.
I like to call that actress not Ruby Rose.
Right? Like, seriously.
Oh, and Sybil Daddy was actually briefly considered for the role Sandra Bergman plays in this movie.
That makes sense, yeah.
I could see that.
So we could have had Sybil Daddy and Pam Grier in this movie as well.
I want to see that version.
You signed a contract.
Yeah. Fuck for freedom, but I ain't meeting my major.
Fuck for freedom.
That's not in my contract.
America.
So, what the hell was up
America,
with...
Frog Town.
What was up with, like, 70s and 80s movies having, like, an obsession with, infertilization, all this shit, with these weird fucking movies?
I don't know, but...
Or Men Are Evil or some shit, whatever the fuck Zardos was. Oh my god, is his dick gonna blow up?
Son of a bitch.
She really is giving him blue balls.
This is kind of like one of those movies that sort of like has a bit of, again, like maybe it's because Marcy, you and I did Jude's exploitation recently. But also there is a bit of a Mad Max vibe to this movie as well.
This fits right in with that. He's going to be no use to them if they keep torturing him.
I know, right? Not you. Like, all of his sperm is going to die if they keep doing that to him.
I know, they're going
to
die from stress.
Have they never heard the song, Every Sperm is Sacred? Add? I got that.
All right, we're at 2347. That's when you drop. 2341. That's where you drop the trivs, B.
Okay.
Yes. Let's see. I was just trying to find what would be interesting trivia. Oh!
Literally.
Speaking of Doll Man, the part of Sam Hell was written with Tim Thomason in mind.
Oh.
I can see that. I can totally see that.
But the production company, New World, demurred this idea. Daniel Stern was strongly pushed by New World, but Stern wanted certain aspects of the character changed. Finally came down to Roddy Piper and Ed Mariano, and then directors Kaiser and Jackson selected Piper.
Back. Right.
Where you're at?
2353.
Wait a sec. We're at
2353
now.
I'm at 2402.
Okay, we're a little bit behind, but if I move it, I'm going to die. So
just tell me when you're
ready.
All right, I'll pause it. We're at 2405.
Okay, we're good. All right. Good enough.
All good. See? Very easy.
The things we do to keep in sync for this
and
podcast.
And so far, we have not hit an ad on Australian Tubi for a change.
I know, right?
If I was watching this on my TV, I would have had 10 ads already.
Oh, it's worse. You find that too when you're watching Tubi on your TV through your...
Yeah.
I sort of noticed, like, if you watch it on your phone, you bet you don't really get any ads. But if you watch it on your TV...
Yeah.
I guess it depends.
TV definitely has the most.
Yeah. Now, Roddy Piper, we need you to have... that's 20 subscribers.
Oh, so we're not far.
I was just going to say, like, Roddy, there's another woman here. You have to have sex with her now and repopulate the planet.
But I don't want to.
But I don't feel like it today, honey.
It's like, I got to go back and be the best heel in the business. Bye.
Why is Sandra Bergman's outfit look like an equestrian outfit?
Because she likes riding, Bead. Get with the times.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Sandra Bergman's 6 feet tall.
She's a tall lady.
Indeed.
She got legs.
She got the legs.
I was just going to say, Roddy Piper, that's one of his fetishes. He liked getting spat in the face. What are you doing? But that was just me, because she spat on his face.
Steroids.
To be fair. Thank you. I do love Roddy Piper. I was just kidding. I feel bad I made that joke. She's no good to us traumatized. Go get ready for work. So that's one of the fertile women, obviously, right?
Yeah, one of the fertile women that escaped Frogtown.
This movie looks like it could have been filmed in Australia.
I would have been like surprised now. If it was.
Yeah, so that's what Australia looks like now.
Hello, Roddy Piper's crotch again.
That is not flattering at all.
Yeah, you could almost see his dick in the sides there of that machine.
I didn't need to see that part of Roddy's Piper.
We need an anatomically correct Sam Hell action figure.
Yeah.
Yes.
With real hair.
Yes. With the mullet.
Yes. Just like that? Yeah, she's ovulating
and you've got a high count. Let's go. Now have sex with her. Damn it, hurry up.
I gotta watch this. For science!
But honey, I have a headache.
She hasn't brushed her teeth. That's his excuse.
She's not my type, huh?
And now she's a gentleman. You have
preferences. Well, yeah, you know. Well, you can say, like, an interesting thing about
But men like this don't exist.
Well, I know that, but I mean,
how dare you
say? an interesting thing about this film is kind of showing, you know, like, you know, how sort of women sort of get treated by men in terms of sex, like kind of forced into doing something that they don't want to do, and kind of showing, like, at least give men a better understanding of what it's like for women, having it from Roddy Piper's point of view, like being basically, go have sex with this person, but I don't want to, do it. And stuff like
I know,
that.
But then if you just you can't buy it whatsoever, because that's not how men are. I'm not a machine you can
just turn on. Bede, I've seen reality shows that have kind of proved different.
That is true. Listen, Roddy, if you're not going to have sex with that girl, you might as well have sex with me.
Mrs. Batchett had just powered through 2 seasons of Too Hot to Handle, so. Oh. And that show is trash.
Well, big Brother US starts very soon, so
yes,
I'm gonna have to try and watch.
This show of trash.
Yeah.
Instead of this movie should have been titled, instead of Hell Comes to Frogtown, it should be titled Hell Comes to Hot Town.
It should have been called Blue Balls the Movie.
Yes.
He's just like, nah.
I think it's weird, though, like, even though, yeah, this film and They Live came out the same year, Roddy Piper never really sort of had a bigger action film after this one, and it's surprising because he's a very charismatic guy and very likable on screen. And he's got
he made a lot of movies, just they were all straight to video, and half of them were with Billy Blanks.
Exactly. Like, kind of, like, more low-budget, kind of. Yeah, kind of, like, just low-budget or direct-to-video action films and not sort of like a big like mainstream film. It's not to say that these are this and They Live aren't B movies themselves, but they're kind of more high profile ones compared to the other stuff he's made. And he was a good actor too.
That's not how you put your blouse on.
Putting her in the friend zone.
Uh-oh, she's about to take her glasses off.
Uh-oh, here comes the moment. I'll do it too.
Hey.
Shake my hair.
There you go.
And now that she's had her glasses removed, now she's like 110 times hotter now, apparently, according to Hollywood.
I like his her glasses what was turning him off.
So he's going to just watch her while he bangs the other chick.
With awkward eye contact.
I just like to watch you guys.
This movie's a bit after.
Yep.
You can't say that's offensive.
Oh. I'll edit that out.
Just mute it. Yeah. Just this whole section.
I don't know, just
whole commentary. Mute. The whole thing.
No, I'll just mute where I said the word.
Yes.
Okay, I'll say it again. That segment was very like the After Dark podcast.
Yes.
There we go.
You can't say After Dark podcast. That's offensive.
No. I mean, yeah, actually it is.
Not me.
But it's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I cover the topics we don't cover on this podcast.
I'm grabbing some downtime.
Sorry, babe.
That's all right. Okay.
We talk over each other all the time. It's just how we podcast.
Indeed.
Look, her hair's half down now. She's all jealous that he had sex with someone that wasn't her, even though she kept trying not to.
I ran all day and all night.
I don't understand.
Where are the other girls? They're in Commander Toadie's palace. Why didn't they escape with you?
They're from she's pissed off. Jesus. Resistance is not their way.
They believe only the truly meek. What do you mean you're not an orphan?
Go south for a few days. The border patrol will pick up your signal and evacuate.
So basically, they're just gonna like send this. All right.
Yeah, right.
Roddy Piper's had sex. So you can piss off now.
Yeah.
I love Roddy's dirty. Roddy's Sorry. Dirty Canadian tuxedo look. Denim shirt with a denim jacket and jeans.
I'll call you later.
Never calls her again.
Have fun with my junk in your belly.
She's just going to walk off into the desert, probably get lost and die.
And die. So how did he have sex with her? Did that codpiece thing open up somewhere?
There's a flap.
I think so. There's a flap.
It's just like...
Well, she definitely changed outfits in the last time you saw her.
Hello. I mean, what? No, she's in shorts. Hello.
She's like, she's dressed up like she's in an Andy Sidaris movie.
Yeah.
This isn't an Andy Sidaris movie.
that we know of yet.
Whoa, look at her outfit.
Going undercover.
True.
Yes.
That's the outfit she's gotta from be, the
She's got to be like, pretend she's a slave.
So,
do you like what you see?
I was just about to make that joke.
I love what I see. Now I'm your prisoner.
So is Roddy Piper a hard 30 in this?
Yes.
No.
Oh, what's wrong, baby? Don't like being treated like a puppet on a string? Now you know how I feel.
Oh.
I don't like being used.
She's into it. She's like, me next.
Tie this around my waist. Well, Roddy Piper in this movie was 33 when he made this film.
He was younger than we are.
Yeah.
But it weirds me out because he looks older than us.
You know, it kind of gets creeped. Yeah.
It doesn't seem right, does it? He's a hard 40.
In my mind, he's still older than me. Yeah. So. Even though I'm older than him in this movie.
Yeah.
I was sort of looking up to find out Roddy Piper's height size because I wanted to see how he and Sandra Bergman compare. Yeah, his height.
You just meant his height, not his size. His height size sounds funny.
I see.
But, no, that's Rob's. Rob Van Dam has the high size.
Yes.
But Roddy Piper's about 2 inches taller than Sandra Bergman. So I was like wondering, I wonder if Roddy Piper's sitting on a box in these scenes with Sandra Bergman. He's sitting on a box.
We have to trust each other now.
It's that set from Doll Man again.
Or Cyborg.
Exactly.
It's all the same. You don't need these glasses. Let's take your hair out. Let's make you look sexy.
And now she's 200 times hotter as Hollywood would say.
Well, I know just by doing that, you've now become a man, Bede.
Indeed,
I did not get the spit take.
You did it, but I was just going to say, I have now finally reached puberty.
Yeah, that's why your voice broke.
He takes everything off. He leaves the earrings on.
I went from this to sounding like a man.
You didn't get me. Not quite.
Gotta be a man.
Yeah, fuck. This does look like Doll Man set.
I think the real reason, like, Tim Thomason did have a side of this film was like, really? The set again? Why do I have to keep making movies on this set?
I filmed 6 movies here in the last 3 months.
Yes. Uh-oh.
So, this movie's about to become Meet the Feebles, isn't it?
Yes. Also set in the same cinematic universe.
Oh, hello, baby. I mean, what? I'm not attracted to frog people.
That is another way we can link it in the 2B cinematic universe. So.
That is true. Ah, the frog people came from planet Meet the Feebles and came here. It's frog tits. Woo. Oh, that was just Ernest Borgnine back there. Oh, hello.
That's what happens when you have too much plastic surgery.
Yes. This is basically a normal Friday night in Hollywood.
That's what Charlotte Flair's going to look like in 3 years.
Oh.
Oh. Too soon?
Too soon.
According to all the anti-vaxxers, this is what we'll end up looking like if we take the COVID vaccine.
I mean, Batch is already like looking that way now because he, you know, had his.
Oh, yeah, I've got two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're already. So it's only a matter of time. Town. Yeah.
Why did Roddy Piper's eyes cross when he was drinking that drink?
Because he didn't realize it was frog piss.
Yes. AKA frog piss.
Funny thing, he's drank worse partying with Ric Flair.
Yes.
Looney, you're alive. We've never met until now.
Yeah, right. It's Willie Nelson.
That's Motel Hell's Looney.
Yes, Rory Calhoun from Motel Hell. My name's Lottie O'Toole. You usually go after ugly women. I think I always broke Marcy then.
Jesus! Maybe he does. Maybe that's why he didn't want to bang her.
Exactly.
Listen, Pinhead, I'm being four square with you. What the fuck does that even mean? Listen, Pinhead, I'm being four square with you.
I'm obsessed with this dude's hat.
You need one.
I do. It's probably on eBay. I'm gonna bid on it. Roddy Piper's missing it. Roddy Piper's missing a tooth, I think.
I have no idea. I wasn't looking inside of his mouth, Bede.
Well, I notice these things, Marcy, because that's what I do on this podcast.
Bede's a broadcast journalist.
Exactly. He even did my hair.
Oh, that frog lady is creeping me out. Go away.
That frog lady is thirsty for Roddy.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
You want to talk about it?
She's our contact. I love you. Go right away. That's me.
Someone walks into a room, you just go up to him. I love you.
And then I walk away and hide.
I love you, bye. I mean, I guess the makeup, I mean, the aesthetics look okay for the frogs.
Add.
Sorry, I'm a bit slow. 4838. I mean, 4038, Jesus. I'm not that far into the movie. And still, no ads for us. What's going on?
We should have watched all our movies.
Oh, I'm back. There's only one.
Okay.
So, 4038. And now.
Done. Oh, good. Easy.
What is this?
Blood. Okay, man. Baby tortoise
and brown lizard. No! Not a baby tortoise. No! I don't like that they're eating a baby tortoise.
Ho 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 ho! You still want a trade?
Oh my god.
No, Sadita. Oh ho ho ho. Oh wait, wrong. That's not
I mean, I'm far off it.
Why is it that paper with Jar Jar?
Why is it that that dude looks more like a frog than anyone else in this movie?
But he's like, I'm a frog, robot. He's moving friggin' so frog awkwardly.
The frog like shadow thief.
I like he's wearing a fez. He's wearing a fez on top of his head.
Yeah, no, right. Now then,
Do you have any fried chicken?
I think chickens died out in this universe.
Well, they did seem to eat the frog to be like, this tastes like fried chicken.
Like her? Yes, they were most
delicate. Oh, I don't like that frog. He's creeping me out.
I think he's got rabies.
He probably does.
I think he's got hard to get away rabies.
Indeed. We can't talk about that movie because Batch wasn't on it.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad enough
that we creatures
were created as a byproduct. It's freaking me out. Go away, slime.
His tie is huge, too. As if we were
captives. Hey, I had no part in that. I hate the government.
So how did frog people come about in this universe? I am
prepared to offer. He just explained it.
Oh. Did he really? Was I really not paying attention?
Yes. I'm looking at a lot of expense. Well, I understand,
but you can see how bad. What's wrong with this fat? Oh, is that glasses or something?
Yeah, they're kind of like little
swimming goggles.
Yes. Take another look at the lady. All right, I'll swap you. I'll swap you, Sandra Bergman, for Tim Thomason.
Wait, so did he really just explain where the frog people came from and I was so out of it I didn't know
this?
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Okay, sweet. So I'll just be left in mystery.
Exactly. See, Marcy, that's what happens when you smoke. And if anyone if anyone's not watching the video version right now, Marcy's giving me the finger.
Double. Especially good at erotic dancing.
Excellent. You got those seduction techniques.
Excellent. Exactly. I have an idea. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Oh.
Get out there and dance.
Love the eye patch.
I was gonna say eye patch frog.
That's Toad Pliskin.
Toad Pliskin. Fuck off. Where are you from, stranger? No, babe, no. Nowhere
nice. Toad Pliskin. Hell.
Sam Hell. Never heard of him. She yours? Parted to Leroy.
That'd have to be awesome if your last name is Hell.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm changing my name to Marcy Hell. That's it.
I'm going to be called Bean Hell, and Batch will be known as Batch Hell.
Batch Hell. The Batch Hell.
Batch Hell. M. Batch Hell the Third.
Batch Hell. Why does
All right, who wants to...
He's got a codpiece or something.
All right, who wants to put 20 on Roddy Piper's hair? Forbid stands at 5. Well, 5's a pretty reasonable number. Ain't good enough.
I said it was hard. Looney just realized what movie he's in. He's like, oh boy.
I'm in a movie called Hell the Frot Bet.
I was looking up some trivia.
Yes.
And Sandal Bergman was supposed to be naked in this movie, yep. But her contract clause said no nudity. So sorry, Bede, you missed out.
No. Well, I was going to say, because there's a scene coming up where she's meant to do an exotic dance and she's her character was meant to be nude in that scene, but she's like, and she was like, no.
Well, I'm disappointed to learn that the humor was more raunchy in the original script.
They should have got Bo Derek to be that role.
Yes. You're very fortunate. What is with her, that frog lady's hair?
What's going on?
I'm Arabella. I'm sworn to fight Commander Toadie to the death. They've taken your partner to the
I hate all frog people. Even though I'm a frog myself, I am self-loathing. Oh, wait a minute. Look at the size of a cigarette.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, she's having a smoke.
Me too.
Smoke. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger frog.
With a codpiece.
Yes.
It's really weird. Wow, he didn't tie her up very well.
I got her to escape.
Not that way. Maybe not.
All right, fine, I'll stay here. I don't know how to thank you for helping us. Now, Frog Lady, is it true that frogs taste like chicken?
Bead, no.
And she'd be like, would you like to find out? Oh, well, like we're going to find out now. Help me wander the wasteland. The fearless war hero. I know fried chicken's meant to be finger-licking good, but this is ridiculous.
To quote another famous Roddy Piper line, you real fucking ugly.
Bade, shut up.
I'm sorry, Frog Lady. I only like women who wear glasses. I can have my pick. They're all idiots. He's resting on a frog boob.
God, I don't want to think about frog tits.
No!
I'm getting scared that of what's going to happen. Oh, Sam.
I
knew it would be great.
Wait a minute. I think another reason I think Roddy Piper signed on to this movie, it's like, I want to be in a movie where all the women just want to have sex with me.
I don't want
to
see...
Put a bag over his puts a bag over his head.
I don't want to see a frog... Rape Roddy Piper.
Not the ugliest woman that Roddy Piper has had sex with partying with Ric Flair. Just saying. That's to be fair. True.
To be fair.
To be fair. Come with me. I want you to identify someone. Oh, there's that bag on her head.
That's how he likes it. Just a little kink.
Take me, Sam. Take me.
And
tell me I taste like fried chicken.
Oh no, his dick's gonna blow. I mean, that's not what I meant.
Literally and figuratively.
I mean, not in that sexual way, in the horrific way.
Oh no, I fell down here. I can't go on. Leave without me.
Stuck.
Apparently frogs can't get out of wires and little ropes.
Apparently.
That's their weakness nobody knows about.
Jesus, imagine having that on you, like.
Apparently his dick is property of the government.
Imagine if like that was the way you got married. If you were too far away from your wife or husband, your genitals explode.
We should bring that back. I mean, what?
It would probably save a lot more marriages.
Right?
Yes.
You need the special passcode to unlock it.
Well, the good news, Mercy, is we're over halfway through this movie.
Yay! This is not the worst film we've watched for this show.
It's not.
Definitely not.
It's not the best, but it's not the worst. Sorry, I can't
join you. I reckon we should have just worn those gas masks through COVID.
Yes.
They rip off a bit of Star Wars in this, eh?
Do I sound like Darth Vader? How could anyone not see Ron? Oh, wait a minute. Never mind. Now they see him.
Guns!
Guns are blazing, baby.
Sam, they're gonna put tadpoles in me!
Fuck no, Bede, no! You've officially become the Marcy of this episode.
Pretty much.
This is what happens when I'm deprived of not being on After Dark with Super Marcy.
You ain't never coming on that show.
Yes, this is me at my tamest. If I was on that on your show, Marcy, I'd be like fully unleashed and nobody wants to hear any of the stuff I want to talk about.
Well, you can go do your own private podcast and watch Edward Penis Hands.
Ew.
He who will not be named is going to make it on that show before you do.
Time to perform the ceremony.
What is this, Midsommar?
Yes. This is where Ari Aster got the idea.
What the fuck are they doing?
They're worshipping the altar of Sandra Bergman.
No, but really, what are they doing?
I don't know. I like her name. Her character's name is Spangle. We're going to find out.
Awakening your body. Oh, okay. They're awakening her body.
Yes.
Whatever that means.
I'm a bit sluggish. Had too many flies this morning.
Ew.
Look, look.
Stop touching his dick!
Don't touch him there.
That's the sexual harassment right there.
Roddy needs an adult.
Roddy, show us on the doll where the frog touched you.
Is that the same frog that touched his name in Night Killer in the little boy's room?
Yes. Oh! There's a chainsaw.
He's got a chainsaw.
It's time to give you a circumcision, Roddy Piper.
No! Fucking hell!
Holy shit, this frog is dressed up like the people in Hostel.
Shit.
Meanwhile, this is nice. In a deleted scene from Conan the Barbarian.
Yes.
Meanwhile, on Bede's Pornhub list.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Fan me, girls, fan me.
He's into all those scarves and shit.
Indeed. My Patreon exclusive podcast is going to be After the Scarf with Bede.
After the Scarf. Yeah, it
let
is
me guess
kind
your
of...
first. Your first guest can be Steven Tyler.
Exactly. It's going to be a podcast on scarves.
I find it hilarious that her outfit, like, you really can't see anything in terms of her tits. Everyone else is just in see-through and it's boobs.
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 Booby fowl?
Booby fowl.
Booby fowl.
No, I don't want to see this circumcision by chainsaw.
This scene is literally hostile. I'm not even joking. He's wearing the exact same outfit as those people in that movie.
Oh.
Holy shit, the same outcome is happening too, because in that scene, the chainsaw stops.
So, Eli
Roth got the scene.
Ripped the hell from Frogtown.
Yes.
We should just tweet that right now.
Eli Roth, did you rip off Hell Comes to Frogtown with this scene?
I'm literally writing that. So
Don't give him ideas for Borderlands.
Yes.
Actually, this should all be what Borderlands is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Shut up, I'll get to it.
And she's just enjoying a bit of fanning.
So why is it going off?
She hasn't gone anywhere.
That keeps touching... No, it keeps touching her earring.
The earrings, okay. Right. Yeah.
Right. You know the thing he forgot to take off?
I gotta tell you, you're one weird dude. Now come here for your chainsaw circumcision.
Oh, this is These are the breakout characters the spinoff movie should have been about.
Yes. Who's got the best hat in the between these two?
Well, she does, obviously. You need to get her hat, babe.
I'm going to look for both their hats. I'm going to wear them for the next show. Oh, that's spacist. You can't say that.
But he's just mad that I gave him a half chub.
Yeah, I don't like this scene.
I like how these sparks are obviously were put in post-production.
You don't say.
Spark, spark, spark.
Jesus. Shut up.
Wired to blow. they lied to him.
So he was wearing that for no reason?
Yes.
No, it was.
Nope.
Till it was.
But he's free. His Willy's free.
Although his crotch thing blew up in the frog's face.
That's what I mean. His dick's free. Right out of here. We bend with the wind or break. Sometimes you make your own wind. What the fuck are they talking about wind for?
They're talking about farting, Marcy.
Well, yeah, but why?
I mean, isn't that what all women talk about?
Yeah, we just didn't talk about farting all day.
Exactly.
But we talk about it sophisticatedly, like saying wind. Are you okay? Yeah. All there. He's all there, baby.
Because at the end of the day, we all, us men, we care about what happens to our dicks. God, no.
She really wants to fuck him, eh?
That was a good gag.
No, she's dead. I mean, she wanted a good pokey, but this is not what she was referring to.
Fuck you, Bean! Just no, Bean. They got Arabella. This is sad.
Whoa.
Put him in a sleeper hold, Roddy.
What was, like, I mean, it's been a while. What was, like, Roddy Piper's finisher at the WWF?
Sleeper hold.
Ah. You should do that at some point during this movie.
But he also used Damn. To just kill them with his wit.
Damn it. Now I'm gonna have to, like, cook him up and eat him as fried chicken.
Oh, jeez, you better cook up like him.
I'm scared of that flap. That giant flap he's got in between his legs.
Well, we all know they need flaps.
Yes. I like how that dude there's got like a bike helmet and a beret on top of it.
You know, I think she looked better before.
You should dance now.
She's even got more clothes on. Love that free
sticks. I don't know how to do that dance. I can do the Macarena. I can do the electric boogaloo.
What's the electric boogaloo?
I can do the robot. I can do the fan.
He's doing the Conan O'Brien like marionette dance right here.
Luke, I am your father. Oh, wait, wrong movie. Use the Force. Oh, sorry, again, wrong movie. And wrong line as well.
Wow, you're a really shitty dancer.
So you think you can dance, Frogtown edition. So this is turning him on somehow?
I think so. Like, okay, I know that? Motel.
Sorry. I was gonna say
they did this. Sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say I don't think her dance is making anyone pitch any tents.
Nope, it's like the polar opposite of Showgirls.
Yeah. Anyway.
Although somehow it's turning him on.
Yeah, I don't know how, but. What were we saying before? I kept cutting you off, like, 100 times.
I was going to say, oh, never mind, that joke's already passed. Okay. And she's been waiting out there this entire time.
Forgot about her.
All finally, right, I get all to be- right, all right.
Finally, I get to be back in this movie.
I wanted to see her do the naked dance.
She probably would have done it.
What we don't know is this whole dance was done in one take. I don't like this frog's face. It's freaking me out. Oh, no! Like, no! I'm doing this.
How many dicks has he got?
He's got two dicks.
He's got three dicks. Three.
It's the dance of the three snakes.
The three snakes, yes. Three dicks.
Wait, what?
Oh, no!
No!
Do we see it? No, I don't want to see it.
Do you like what you see?
No!
He's got one for making love, one for fucking, and one for later.
Yes. Actually, later. Since he's got three dicks, that's one for each hole. I apologize. I should be banned from this podcast.
Look, I had to sit through Edward Penis Hands, and the man had three dicks. You don't fucking need three of them, alright? That three dicks frog can fuck off. That's code.
That'd be funny if one.
Let's get out of here.
It'd be funny if one of the dicks was circumcised, but the other two
weren't. No. That guy is.
I tried it once and I didn't like it. I tried it once and I didn't like it.
It's too painful. Someone's dealing with Count Sodom. Count Sodom, eh?
It was your wife's, wasn't it?
It's my daughter's.
No.
No.
War was a long time.
And this is only being brought up right now.
Yes. Oh wait, I've got a visual gag. So, again,
yes,
you need to subscribe to our Patreon if you want to see the video version.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Shall we?
About the
Might as well while we're here.
Oh wait.
It's one of the three snakes. Run, Marcy.
It's coming for you, Bean. It's coming for you, Bean.
Snake, snake, snake.
This is the dog's snake toy that's disturbing.
Yes.
Not as disturbing as his fuck blanket, but there you go.
If Freddy was in this movie, he would go after those three snakes.
No, Bean, it's still smoke, smoke, smoke.
That is true.
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
Wah! So does that mean, since that frog guy had three dicks, does that mean all the male frogs in this movie have three dicks as well?
No, I think just him, because he's like the chief.
Ah. Because he's a freak of nature.
Bean, you're sitting there going, so how do I become a frog creature?
You boys
are dirt or lead? Please.
Can you imagine, like, Pam Grier saying that line? That would have been badass.
Bean, he watches what you does... while you sleep.
No! Why does the main frog bad guy sound like Christopher Lloyd? Marty, we're being attacked by frogs!
Didn't Fury Road just rip off this movie with all the wives?
Yeah.
That is true.
Speed, you need to tweet that shit out right now. George Miller, you ripped off Hell Comes Frog Town.
Fuck yeah. Everyone, get in the back of this ice cream van.
Why do they look like they're wearing costume rejects from I Dream of Jeannie?
They are.
I love the freaking car.
Go on without me. I want to stay here so I can be in motel hell.
So he wants to stay there and fuck the frog lady some more.
That needs to be Matthew McConaughey in the remake.
Yes. Alright, alright, alright. Or should I say ribbit, ribbit, ribbit?
Fucking hell. Bede, you need to write a book on shit jokes.
Shut up, Marcy. You were laughing. It was jealousy, Marcy, because you didn't think of it first. Okay, everybody, it's time to get out of the set of Doll Man.
And then the next production crew, the next production crew just drives it right back into the actual set.
Yes.
Quick, we can continue filming Doll Man and Cyborg.
Yes.
And Trancers 9.
I'm surprised Albert Pugh didn't direct this movie. Okay, now it's going into, like, Mad Max territory. Now they're going to go after him and chase him.
And told you, Fury Road ripped off this movie.
Yeah, it did. So did. I'm in trouble now. I'm going to get you, George Miller. I'm calling you out on this shit, bro.
Well, see, it's the cycle. This movie ripped off Mad Max. Yes. Then Mad Max Fury Road ripped off this movie. Yes.
Yeah. But you see, that's Furiosa right there.
Yes.
Aren't they doing a prequel?
Yes, they are, but it's on Furiosa.
Yeah, but that was like the best character. So. I told you my plan would work.
Furiosa?
One day.
As he's got different shades on. Yeah, you
can. One day I'll rewatch Fury Road and maybe I'll enjoy it more.
You might watch it for our other podcast, Marcy, the Osboy cast.
Well, yeah. Yes. Gonna have to, aren't I?
Oh no, he's dying. He's got tomato sauce in his hair.
He's got tomato sauce in his hair. It was only one day from retirement.
Don't take it so hard, son.
Take it soft, son.
I've lived my...
Now, Roddy, take me to Motel Hell and bury me in the backyard so I can be fertilizer like all my other victims.
Jesus, all I can see is that woman's nipples through her
I can now. I can't stop noticing it now.
It's just his nipple right near his face.
Yep. Actually, he's not even looking at Rory Calhoun. He's just looking at the nipple.
He's just like, nipples.
Just like this movie.
This movie is a gem. You know what this movie is missing?
What's that?
A theme song.
You know, while these two cars are going after each other, a frog should go past in the middle, so this could be a movie version of Frogger.
They just try to, like...
Yes.
Hell comes to Frog Town.
They could only afford two cars. They couldn't afford any other more cars for this movie. Yeah.
They used all the budget on those scars.
Yes.
They used all the budget on the chainsaw special effect for the Spurs. And that.
I think if Return the Frog Town ever comes to Tubi, we'll have to do a commentary for that movie. They're just using the same 1 kilometer stretch of road.
They're just going around in circles at this point in time.
Yes.
What is up with these weird shoes?
Like they got little poms on them.
Pom-poms?
Yes.
Little pom-poms on them?
Yes.
Going my way.
Okay, dude. No.
No, do it now.
Damn it, I wanted to be in Hell Comes to Frog Town. I could have gone rip it, rip it.
No.
I should have been the guy with three penises. I have four.
Oh,
they're all huge.
Except one. His name's Larry.
I don't talk about Larry. He's a girly man.
Sam Hellman.
Remember me for the first 5 minutes?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's that dude who we forgot about earlier.
Looks like poor man's Bill Pullman.
And I still got that frog in my throat.
Yes, because he went down with too many of them.
Johnny Ace.
Johnny Ace. Now we know why he sounds like that.
Exactly.
He went down on too many frogs.
People power.
Power to the people.
I know the tick. I know all this because I know that frogs taste like chicken.
No. Jeez. Wait, where'd they get a sword?
I was just about to ask that.
Apologies.
What does that mean?
Passive, pacifist. Sorry.
So that means she's useless.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she doesn't believe in violence.
Well, what a loser.
And also, she can't touch weapons.
I don't believe in violins either.
Violins. How the hell did he do that?
It's all the reflexes.
See, that character could have been cut out of the movie and would not have affected the plot at all.
Nope.
See, Piper doesn't have that many good one-liners in this movie. He has the odd one, but nothing like the level of They Live.
Hmm.
Hey, where are you going?
To finish it.
Piper was a gem of a man. He really was.
Mm-hmm.
It was really the power was in his hair.
Sam! We'll be waiting for you.
I've been waiting for you.
No!
Now he hasn't even told them that he doesn't have the codpiece on anymore.
No! I forgot.
And she was channeling Dolph Lundgren in that scene. I've been ready for you. Oh wait, he was saying I've been looking for you, not I've been waiting for you.
I should never do impressions, they're terrible.
I should do impressions while I have a bit of a cold.
Well, hopefully by next week the balls would have dropped.
Damn, I'm he's honestly already dead.
I'm honestly at like 40% after the second shot, or otherwise I'd be doing impressions.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I hear the rocket launch. What happens? Sorry.
Yeah, bye.
Which vax did you have?
I'm double fist and double Pfizer.
There you go. Yeah, isn't Pfizer meant to be worse on the second shot?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Meanwhile, we're still waiting to get vaccinated.
Well, I finally got your rocket launcher. Or grenade launcher, whichever one it is.
He stole it from Ron Moss.
Yes.
Well, he does have that world-class Spider Piper line, you don't throw rocks at a guy with a machine gun or a rocket launcher.
Holy shit, it's that rock formation from friggin' Star Trek again.
What were we watching with that in it?
Power Rangers!
Oh, that's right!
Power Rangers is set in the same universe as Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Yes. That car is the only thing my dick reacted to.
That car had one day left till retirement.
Stop stealing my jokes.
Sorry.
I mean, I stole that joke, but whatever. Speaking frog language.
Frog language. That one. We need that for the article.
Yes. I think speaking frog language is right up there with mystical boing from Bloodbeat.
Yes. Yes.
I think the best one was Vibrator Attic from Spider-Man animated show.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of which, we need that. We need to get you on the Patreon exclusive ones.
Yes, me and Mr. Chevalier, my Web Tales cohort.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that's kind of our thing.
We all talk.
Oh, about I forgot. Oh, I had a gun.
He's got a gun in his hands and one in his pants.
Terrible shot.
Yes. He literally is Rob Malster this
he
movie.
He is, I was going to say.
I'll just walk away.
All he needed to do was blow up a blow-up doll.
Oh, shit. Double axe handle!
Well, that sword was useless.
See, that codfish piece would have saved him there.
Yep. Imagine being imagine waking up one day and realizing I got the shit kicked out of me by a giant frog.
I mean, that's what happens when I wake up every day. We're talking about.
Pick up a rock. Hit him with a rock. They're all around.
Hurry up and beat the Gorn, Captain Kirk.
It literally, this is probably why they made this scene.
Vintage Roddy Piper eye poke.
My eyes.
So, who do you think is actually legit the best wrestler turned actor?
I would say so.
I think Batista would fight you on that one.
No, I said who do you think?
Oh, I thought you said he was the best.
No. I said who do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question.
We all know it's Goldberg, right?
Yes.
Obviously. I don't know.
I mean, like, thinking, like, seriously and everything, it'd give Batista, I think.
Well, Batista says it himself. The Rock is a movie star. He's an actor.
Yeah. The Rock does great things. He's a lot of fun. But Batista definitely has really just shown a lot. He's so versatile. He's great.
We have yet into the films of Stone Cold Steve Austin on the show yet, though.
Oh, we might have to. Maybe we could do that for the next episode. Since it's your pick, Patch.
Yeah.
Or on our sister program, to be fair, coming soon on the Pop4D Media Network.
That's right. Holy shit, there was a third Frogtown movie.
Why?
Yeah.
After Return to Frogtown, there was Max Hell Frog Warrior that came out in 1996. It was a martial arts sci-fi movie directed by the same guy who made this movie.
And not starring Roddy Piper.
Definitely not starring Roddy Piper, but it starred Scott Shaw, Joe Estevez, Conrad Brooks, and Jill Kelly.
Why?
I don't know.
Ellie, we're going to get John Moxley in the reboot.
Yes. Actually, I want to see like a recreation of the Hell Comes to Frogtown poster with Bede as Roddy Piper and Batch as the lady.
Yes.
Oh, finally. No, I'm the old prospector dude. Where were you?
Yes. I'm sorry it took me so long to find you. I had to go change my outfit. I like my favorite trivia that I saw at IMDb. It's like, this movie was meant to be the start of a franchise, but the franchise never happened. And then it was like, but there were two sequels. But they were like, oh, we ignore those. We don't want to acknowledge those films.
Those do not exist.
Those two sequels do not exist.
Doesn't have a codpiece, lady.
Why didn't you run off? I ain't gonna be your sex slave.
he just
you
wants
son of
to...
a bitch, I'm in.
Hey now.
It's a fucker.
Time
so
for
bad.
Sexy time.
Hey, how's your shoulder?
I've had worse.
Do you want to have sex with me too?
Something to hang on to.
Look, to be fair.
To be fair?
He would have had a three-way with those two ladies.
You still could.
Yes. All of them. Well, he's meant to be, like, has to repopulate the planet, so he might as well.
Yeah, they may as well just gangbang him at this point. Medtech
owes you a lot. Exactly.
Maybe Hell goes to gangbang town.
Wow.
Coming soon on Wood Rocket.
Yes.
What do you mean when I'm finished my duties?
Duty.
Oh, yeah, I meant to have sex with all these ladies. I suppose there could be worse jobs.
I guess what they say is true. Mm-hmm. What's that? A soldier's work is never done.
That's not a good one-liner.
His Canadian accent was coming through right there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's that rock formation again.
That reminds me, I think I still need to watch that Legends biography on Piper.
I heard it was good.
I've seen I watched the Stone Cold and Ultimate Warrior one. Oh, jeez, we fucking, credits.
We tore through that.
Fuck credits.
And coming up next is Bimbo Movie Bash.
Oh, but look, cannibal women.
Yes. Yes.
Whoa, that actually we need to do that. Went really fast, this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, at least the Australian version anyway, because we had no ads in the Australian version.
It was great. Fucking sick, bro.
Fully sick.
Fully sick, man.
So I think it's safe to say that Roddy Piper or Sam Howell makes the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, yes. Fuck yeah. Especially the cod piece.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It should be the cod piece that is just the picture.
Yeah, just the cod piece. Mm-hmm. And frog language.
Exactly.
I need to go frog back language. And screen cap that shit. It's amazing.
Hells yeah.
Well, everybody, that wraps up our Patreon voted pick. And if you want to be able to vote in these monthly polls, join our Patreon at patreon.com/supernetwork from the very cheapest tier, which is only one fucking dollar. It's not going to break the bank, peeps. You can vote on what we're going to watch. And as part of that tier, you get early access and video podcasts with 2B Tuesdays. Yeah. So, there we go.
Yeah.
A bit of advertisement there. But yes, thank you everybody for listening. Thanks to our Patreons who voted. I believe the next round of voting in a few weeks will be Beads Picks.
Yeah, boy.
So be warned.
Yes.
Jesus. Okay. So, yeah, you can find us as usual at supermarcy.com. We are the Super Network. We're the best. Just saying. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can join our group at facebook.com/group/thesupernetworkgroup. You can follow the official Twitter account at twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. You can find us on Instagram at the.super.network. You can find us on TikTok at the Super Network. And you can find us on YouTube at the Super Network YouTube channel. You can follow me on the Twitter at supermarcy.com. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the Super Podcast, 2B Tuesdays, all of them. Just look us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, iHeartRadio. We're everywhere. Bead, where can people find you on the internet if they so desire to?
Well, if people want to find me. Oh, my voice cracked just then.
Find him going through puberty.
I'm going through puberty during the course of this podcast. But if people want to find me, almost cracked again. they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamon or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, you can find all my writings at supermarcy.com with all my reviews and columns.
Batch, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me every Tuesday on WebTales, a Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D Entertainment Network, where me and Mark Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to present day. You can also find us on the upcoming To Be Soon, To Be Fair, sister show to the Tubi Tuesday, where on this show we watch the worst. We're on Tubi Tuesday, or to be fair, we watch the best. But as always, one man's trash is another man's treasure, so it's the same show.
You son of a bitch, I mean.
Yes. Whereas the big difference with that one is this one's two Australians and a Canadian, and to be fair is two Canadians and Australians, so it's a completely different show.
Yeah,
exactly. Yep.
You can find me on my socials at Multiverse5, that's Multiverse FIVE, and you can follow me on the TikToks at BatchPop4D, where you'll see some videos where we're going to, every week, do a little video preview for the Webtails, and me and he who will not be named arguing about getting him his own show. So
excellent. I'm not sure if our actual Super Network account follows the Pop4D on TikTok, but I'll change that right now. So, guys,
it will now.
Check it out. Check out Pop4D Official. Check out the Super Network. It's all the coolest shit, guys. Seriously. There we go. Follow back on the batch. There we go. So, until next time, I've been Super. B's been going through puberty. And Batch is going to go away and go smoke.
Allegedly.
See you, guys.
Hey, everybody. Bye.
Good day.
Yes, better blow it out your exhaust pipe, cinema lover, because here comes fun with hair on it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
You're going to see the biggest piece of shattering entertainment that ever molested your sensibilities.
That sounds great.
What a plot? Here it is. It's the end of the 20th century, and mankind has blown its wad. The fate of humanity rests in the groin of one man.
Their leader, Commander Toadie, has kidnapped some pilgrims who wandered into their territory. We're gonna get them out, and then you're gonna get them pregnant.
Yes, if you want a brilliant film, you can go right to...
We're going to Frogtown.
Hell comes to Frogtown.
The Tubi Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Surfy Shark do 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 do. Now back to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.